Titus chapter 1 shows something special that we shall do today that helps the church to set things in order that she may not be lacking. What Lake just read is part of the explanation for why the Lord wants elders or shepherds over a congregation of people, or who are also known as the flock of God. He began his discussion about these men in verse 5, where he said, "For this reason, Titus, I left you in Crete. You were left on the island of Crete, there in the Mediterranean island, for this reason, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you." Paul, as an apostle, an official representative of Jesus Christ, an ambassador who speaks for the Lord Himself, received a command from the Lord. And so that's why Paul could now turn around and say, "Titus, you are there on the island of Crete to do a very special work for the churches in all the different cities on that island. You are to set things in order so that nothing will be lacking in the church." But one of the primary things that he mentions here is that he would appoint elders in every city. Today, we shall appoint Brother Wayne Duncan as an additional elder here at the Savage Street Church of Christ. And you know, as Wayne was standing up here during, I think it was the contribution part, I thought, he's so young looking. I wonder if someone might think, well, he doesn't seem old enough. Believe it or not, well, I don't know if I should tell you his age or not, but he's older than my dad, let's put it that way. I've known Wayne for half my life, and I don't think he's changed hardly in appearance at all. And the same thing goes for his wife. I don't know what those two do, but it's wonderful. As an elder, he will have certain responsibilities toward this congregation. And we will have certain responsibilities toward him. The work that he shall do, the Bible compares to a shepherd, which would also mean that we are sheep, that God looks at us as sheep. In fact, that's quite frequent in the Scriptures. One of the songs we just sang was really a reworking of Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd," which implies David was saying, "I'm a sheep, and I need a shepherd." But it's also true that we need human shepherds among us. And so the Lord has made that arrangement for us. And what I want to do is look briefly today at what the Bible says on the responsibilities of both the shepherds and the sheep. First, the shepherds toward the sheep. Again, hearing from the same man, Paul, in Acts chapter 20. Paul was traveling in a hurry to the city of Jerusalem. He didn't want to stay in Ephesus. He didn't want to get tied up with affairs there. But he needed to talk to the elders there. So he asked the elders to come meet him in a different town. And there he began to remind them of his ministry among them, which I use in many ways as a model for my own ministry as a preacher. Paul says, "Brethren, here's how I worked as a preacher among you." But also in his speech, which starts at about verse 17 or so, he began to remind them of what their work as elders was. And in verse 28, he said this, "Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd, to pastor, to feed, The church of God which He purchased with His own blood. Wow, that's a heavy responsibility, is it not? The Lord bought the church. What price tag was on the church? When He looked at it, it said, your blood. And He gave it. So now, Paul's telling these men, you need to consider what the Lord paid for this church. So take heed to yourselves and take heed to the flock. They were not just decision makers, but they were men who had to look after both their own spiritual welfare as well as that of the members of the church. They had to pay careful attention to what they were doing. They had to be on guard and watch things. Because in this context, a passage I did not read from it, he also warned about dangers that can come into the church, just like a regular flock of sheep. They face dangers all the time. They need help. Another passage is 1 Peter chapter 5, written by a man who was both a preacher and an elder. And listen to what he said. And he reminds us that he was an elder. So I think it's interesting. He's speaking by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but it's almost as though he's speaking from his wisdom that he's gained over the years through his various experiences. So he addresses the other elders in the churches and says this, 1 Peter 5, starting at verse 1. The elders who are among you, I exhort. I, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Magnificent passage. Like Paul, Peter told the elders to shepherd the flock willingly and even eagerly. And to remember that they were not lords over the flock. There's only one Lord. But that they are examples to the flock. Men that we should be able to look to and say, now that's how you live the Christian life. And then, I like what he says, especially in verse 4, because a lot of times, I think men are frightened by this work. But Peter ends his little discussion here showing that, well, really, you don't have to be frightened because there's something wonderful coming for you. If you volunteer for this work, if you place yourself at the cross of Christ, at the throne of God, to do this important work, He knows what you're up against. He knows what it's like to live here on this earth. He knows everything. And so, according to this verse here, verse 4, He'll reward you for it. He'll give you a crown of glory that does not fade away. Now, I know that the Bible says that all Christians receive some kind of glory, so I get the impression here that elders will receive something special. That they'll have something special from the Lord. This is something that they can keep their eyes upon. Keep their hearts toward it. And it will help them to do their work. One more passage I'd like to bring up in relation to the shepherds is Proverbs 27. Now, you've probably never heard this passage before in relation to elders. And that's because this text is not primarily speaking about elders, either in Israel or Israel. in the church. But in Proverbs 27, Solomon is giving some wise wisdom about how you conduct your business, how you conduct your affairs. And he uses as his illustration that of a shepherd with his sheep, which is also an illustration that the Lord uses to help us understand the elders' relationship to the church. So there's something said here that a man who is a shepherd in the church can draw from this. This is what how shepherds with literal sheep should act. But because the Lord uses them to illustrate leaders in the church, or one set of leaders in the church, then we can gain from this how elders should also function. Verse 23 says this, "Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds." Then in the verses that follow, if you can think of it as business, he shows you just, okay, if you do that, you know, you're gonna profit from this greatly. You'll be blessed by it. And I think in the same way, if a man devotes himself to shepherding the church the way he should, the sheep will bless him in ways that he probably never expected. Now let's talk about the other side, the rest of us, the sheep towards the shepherds. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 shows our responsibility towards our shepherds. And like so many other passages, it does not provide exceptions or conditions. Only do this if, you know, you always agree with them or whatever. No, it just tells us what to do. And this passage is also very similar to what I just read from Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27 said that the shepherds are to get to know us. Well, now 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 and 13 will say we need to get to know them. "And we urge you, brethren," Paul wrote, "to recognize those," or to know them, "who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you," which right there he kind of tells us a little bit more about their work, "and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake." And then interestingly, he tags on to the end of that, "be at peace among yourselves." The Holy Spirit said we have to recognize or respect the shepherds. We have to esteem them, Paul said, very highly. Value them highly. As high as you can. For their work's sake. And doing these things, I believe that's why he put that last sentence there in verse 13. Doing these things will lead to peace among ourselves. We want to glorify God in all that we do, but we also want to have peace among ourselves. And the Lord shows us constantly in His Word, here's how you have peace with other people, especially in the church. And one way is to treat our leaders highly, in a very high manner. That means even if you disagree, I'll tell you right now, sometimes I disagree with our elders, and I'll talk to them about it, but I still respect them and love them, and I hope they would say, yes, Don does. If not, I need to correct myself. I always think about David, for example, how King Saul treated him, and yet David was always respectful and honorable towards him. I guess the way I also look at it is in a marriage relationship. Well, do husbands and wives always agree with one another? Do I always agree with my wife? Does she always agree with me? No. I know there's probably some marriages like that that exist. My grandparents on my mom's side, I talked to my grandpa one time. He says, we never argue, never have argued. He said he didn't want anything to do with that. But I think they are extremely rare. There's going to be disagreements, but we still know that we should love and respect one another. Now, this next passage I want to give you will show that really, I think what Paul has just told us in 1 Thessalonians 5, it's for the benefit of all of us. Hebrews 13. Hebrews chapter 13 shows the typical boldness of the Bible. Don't you just love the Bible? The Bible doesn't pull any punches. It knows how to say it. It knows what context to put it in. And it just says, here's what you do. Verse 17. Obey those who rule over you. And be submissive. Why? For they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Well, I gather from that that, well, you know, all of us are going to give an account of ourselves to God. That, to me, is a heavy enough obligation right there. Someday I got to face God. But imagine being an elder and now you have to give an account for the congregation that you oversaw. That's not meant to frighten men off, for they shall be richly rewarded for what they do. But it's to let us know, don't beat up on these guys. Don't beat up on your brethren. Treat them well. Obey them. Be submissive to them. Cooperate with them, because they are doing something that's very important here. He continued, let them do so with joy. In other words, the way I treat them should be done in such a way that they will do their jobs joyfully and not with grief. For the Hebrew writer says that would be unprofitable for you. I'm only hurting myself if I don't follow these biblical instructions. So see the attitude that the Holy Spirit seeks to instill within us? I believe a spirit of cooperation. So let us get to know them just as they need to get to know us. Let both the shepherds and the sheep realize that Jesus is the chief shepherd over the flock of God, and we should each do our part. Let us remember that we serve Jesus as our shepherd, and that we work together for our mutual benefit, for the glorification of God, and for the salvation of lost souls. Those three things are really what it's all about. Now, to anyone else who is here today who is maybe not part of God's flock yet, please don't leave this place without thinking about the song we're about to sing. If you're not one of the sheep that belongs to Christ, He wants to be your shepherd, and we want to help you to become one of those sheep. If you need to have your sins washed away and forgiven, you can come forward right now and we'll instruct you on what we need to do. Let's stand and sing.